Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In these uncertain times, we're all longing for a sense of normalcy. Yet we don't know what the new normal will look like. More than ever, the distance between us has grown, and we're yearning for the contact we once had. We just want someone to tell us everything will be okay, and to hear.
What do you want, you fat, round, Richie Cunningham, bloated strawberry b***?
Which is why the Wiener Circle is here, giving us the 773 b*** to order your favorite dogs and fries for the side of abuse.
And I had to edit that, trust me. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 736. You see, they serve up more than food at the Wiener Circle. And with us on the show tonight, Louisa Chu from the Chicago Tribune. Louisa, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much, John.
Well, yeah. You know, I got to say. What?
You had to edit, huh?
Oh, boy, did I ever.
Yeah.
Do you remember when
yeah.
Remember when those came out? They were fantastic. I just like, it was the best. It was the best.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when I think of the Wiener Circle, I really don't even think of food. I mean, to be honest with you, I think of that. I think of what they put up there on the sign. I think they put up Aaron Rodgers, We Own You, something like that.
Yep.
It's they've got food, but boy, have they got attitude.
Yeah. They've got food and drinks now. They've got a new bar.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes. So that was that's a big deal. But yeah, it's an experience.
Yeah, a side order of abuse.
Yeah,
and they've reopened.
Yes. So the Wiener Circle closed right after the new year this year and reopened on Halloween weekend. And it looks kind of like the same up front, you know, definitely have that big sign up top. And but they cleaned up, they kept enough of the front the same, where if you to walk in, you might not know that there's that much different. But around the sides, remember the old driveways that went into what I thought was like the best open secret of the free parking lot in Lincoln Park?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So now in the back, where I said there was the dumpster one can never unsee. but, you know, hey, the parking lot was free.
Right.
There's beautiful new outdoor patio spaces, a bar, a private dining room.
What?
Restrooms? 14 restrooms. John, what? I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yeah.
What's going on over there? What, are they suddenly becoming a yuppie? A yuppie? Do they still say yuppies? I mean.
Some people
going
might.
Upscale?
A little bit. You know, there are the rosé cocktails, which have a name called the Basic B, .. And it's actually fantastic. So they've cleaned up some, but I really wanted to go for the late night experience and see how that was, too, to see if, you know, that had been cleaned up or had stayed the same.
And
for better or worse.
How late did you go?
I went after midnight one night on, Blackout Wednesday, a.k.a. Drinksgiving. I am a dogged reporter, if nothing else.
Right.
And then I also went on a Sunday night, like around 10 or so. You know, I was, told that the scene kind of starts happening around 10 p.m. And it was packed. It was the scene that has made the Wiener Circle famous. I'm like stumbling because
it's okay.
I'm still like a little bit in shock. And like I said, it was an intense experience. I wish, like that clip that you played.
Yeah.
I wish it was kind of as funny as that, you know, kind of like that, like, you know, exchange.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, for me, kind of like when people first learned, sure, that's fun or funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which is a shame because, you know, I wrote in the review, I mean, I saw there's a lot of potential there. I mean,
now,
but yeah,
we have to take into account, well, we don't have to, but it occurs to me that the location right there on Clark, there's plenty of establishments that serve a lot of liquor, and there's plenty of people around there who drink a lot. And it's been my experience, and although I don't do it so much anymore, that if you had a late night boozing it up, you'd want to go get some grease. You want to go eat grease. So that would be, I'm guessing, that would be the impetus to go by the Wiener Circle, and those would be the kind of people that would be coming in. I'm not sure, but it sort of follows a stereotype, if you will.
It is, and it was, but like, I grew up, that was like my mother's milk, you know? I mean, I grew up in that kind of time period, like you know, wrote kind of like, that time, like at the end of high school, beginning of college, before I actually technically turned 21, that was a very different scene. Now it's like there's the Target that's just kind of on the next block. It's really quiet.
Yeah.
You have to really make it a point to go there. It's not the old stretch of Clark Street that it used to be. And but yeah, for sure, people, you know, came in ready for a certain kind of experience, and I can totally, I get that, and like I totally respect what people's tastes are, but then like the food and the drink can still kind of like be better, and
I read your review. Let's make sure to say that I read your review, and
appreciate it.
You know, and it's not a. And just let me paraphrase, perhaps, but tell me if I'm wrong. Not necessarily. They would be more than likely to get a Michelin tire than they would get a Michelin star. Would that be correct?
You know, Michelin tires are expensive. I don't even know. You know. Maybe, you know, like I said, I like, this is such a big part of our culture, right? As a city, Chicago community, and there's such potential, and I want them to do better because that means also that we do better. And, you know, that Char Dog, I'm still going to defend that Char Dog as, you know, like I called it like, it's one of the best carbonized cross-cultural creations in the city. It's so distinctive. And but like a lot of the rest of it was just like super sloppy, which made me really sad. Yeah. I was disappointed, John.
You know, I have to say, just personally, my expectations of going to the Wiener Circle or literally any other establishment like that, my expectations are not very high. Have you ever discussed hot dog stands with Bob Surratt?
Maybe way back in the day.
You should. It's like his, some people are Trekkies, you know, some people are into, you know, sci-fi or what? I guess that's a redundant statement there, John.
No.
Bob lives and dies by Chicago hot dog stands. I'd love to hear you two have a conversation.
Yep, I would love to, too. But I got to say is that because we have so many good places, like you go to Jim's over by Maxwell late night, like around that same time, they're banging it out with consistency, you know, and there's like witty repartee, if one will, too. And so I know I've been there. Way in the Wayback Machine, I have been to the Wiener Circle back in the day when they were just doing it better together, you know, the talk and the food and even the drink now, you know. So, I'm hoping that it's going to be better for all of us.
Well, we'll see. I mean, my kids used to go to school down the street on Clark, and so there were many visits to, amongst other places, the Wiener Circle. And as you say, that area has really changed drastically. I mean, the idea of a Target store there. I haven't been in that area for a while, and when you said a Target store, I'm like, what? Is the McDonald's still across the street?
It is.
Oh, okay.
And it's maybe a little cleaned up, too. But
okay, I just wanted to check. So what would you, you're the food critic. Would you recommend the Wiener Circle?
So I'm one of actually two food critics at the Trib. Nick Kindlesberger is my fellow food critic. I say Wiener Circle by day. That's when I was totally thinking it's a good place. You know, like I said, it's like an oasis where you can take the kids and sit outside. And it's like they've got those really good, solid, like L platform level heaters outside, and you can be comfortable.
Great.
Yeah. It's fantastic. By night, it's just not as fun or funny. Yeah. It's to
merit. Know what?
I
have to say, Louisa, nothing around here is as fun as it used to be at night.
Oh, no, I got to disagree, Joe.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of fun, yeah. There can be, you know, come on. There's still fun to be had, for sure.
Well, yes, I'm just saying that you have to search for it maybe a little bit more than you used to. Or find a new fun spot, so to speak.
Maybe, you know, like I said, there's hope there. And, you know, we've got lots of good places that we've talked about, written about at the Trib. And so for sure, there's still way big fun to be had
at all
hours around Chicago.
And for a very reasonable price, I might add.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank you, Louisa. Thank you so much. Loved having you on. Hope to have you on again soon. Love talking to you.
Thank you so much, Sean.
You bet. Louisa Chu from the Chicago Tribune talking about the Wiener Circle.